Welcome to Science Fiction Afterlife, the podcast that sifts through titles from the golden age of science fiction to find ones that are truly timeless classics. My name is Glenn Schmelsley, and this is episode number 3, The Naked Sun by Isaac Asimov, first published in 1957. The first thing to know about this book is that it's a sequel to The Caves of Steel, but I didn't feel that I was missing anything, even though I hadn't read the first book. It's part of the iRobot series that Asimov is famous for. The plot involves Elijah Bailey. He's an Earthman detective, and he's sent to an outlier planet called Solaria to investigate the murder of a scientist, whose name was Dr. Rikane Delmar. As had happened in the book Caves of Steel, Elijah is partnered up with Daniel Oliva, who's an android, and that android acts as a liaison to the Solarians. He's always playing the good cop to Bailey's bad cop style. Solaria is an interesting planet. It's a complete opposite from the overpopulated Earth of the third millennia. There are only 20,000 Solarians on the entire planet. Each is served by 10,000 robots. They each live on their own villa. The maximum number of people in a villa would be a husband and wife, but most people, even though they're married, still prefer to either have completely separate villas or to live in separate parts of the same villa. So humans there are not used to having contact. They rather have their solitude on these spacious estates. The only exception to this is procreation, which the Solarians loathe, but realize that they have to do to carry on their population. Much time is spent going into the three laws of robotics, and the wrinkle here is that murder that had happened looks like it was either handled by the wife of Dr. Delmar or a robot. No one suspects a robot for actually killing the doctor because of the first of the three laws of robotics, which says, a robot may not injure a human being or, through an action, allow a human being to come to harm. So it has to be the wife, Gladia, right? There haven't even been any police on the planet up until this point. So Bailey and Oliva have to go solve this crime. The kink here also is that humans from Earth are not looked at the same way Solarians. Solarians consider themselves above Earthlings, and that Earthlings don't quite measure up. Perhaps some loose parallel here could be drawn to the way that Nazis tried to brainwash their own people when they were describing Jews as being somewhat less than human. So despite the three laws of robotics, Bailey isn't quite safe on Solaria because the robots there know that he is an Earthman. And without totally spoiling it, this brainwashing and programming of the robots on Solaria was at the center of Dr. Delmar's murder. The story also involves computer-controlled spaceships that wouldn't apply the first law of robotics when shooting on an Earth ship. It also involves robots who might be able to remove their limbs, and those limbs then could carry out harm, even though the robot isn't breaking one of the three laws by themselves. It gets a little convoluted, but you'll understand by me saying that there's no obvious murder weapon left at the scene. So the three laws can be looked at as the puzzle that, once it is solved, will explain how a man who was alone in a villa with only robots around could end up dead, even though robots can't kill. The mystery is wrapped up, and it's all very clever, trust me. On returning to Earth, there is a small debrief that Bailey has with his commanding officer. This chapter covers the sociology of both Earth and Solaria, and it zooms up to a macro level to show how there is a conflict between the two that is inevitable, and it also explains how Earthlings have their own sets of trouble because in their underground confined spaces, they aren't even able to get out and see the naked sun. And so there are social problems that they have that are equally as troubling as the problems that the Solarians have on their planet. All right, so some comments about the book. I did feel that the good cop, bad cop dynamic between Bailey and Olivaw was pretty good. I did like how Bailey was a gruff detective, and that, as it happens in most Asimov books, most of the character traits are brought through in conversation. I liked how Bailey w resorted to some tough tactics when grilling his interviewees. He did eventually get them to buckle under pressure and cough up juicy evidence. Sometimes this was by what, by Earth standards, would be mild interrogation. A Solarian would cringe at even the threat of someone coming into the same room as them, but Bailey was more than comfortable with using these sorts of tactics when it served his needs. I also liked the fact that the dialogue between Bailey and Olivaw was pretty good. The archetype for this is HAL 9000 in 2001, which some people think is over the top. It didn't have that same kind of woodenness. Olivaw was able to give us some pretty eye-opening moments where new information or understanding of how a robot would perceive things helped the situation. What I also liked about it was the last chapter of the book that did deal with the difference between Earth and Solaria and helping to understand how neither planet was in equilibrium. Both were at an extreme end of their social development, and there needed to be efforts taken to get them back into a place where human nature can thrive and where people can get along in society. What didn't I like? I thought that the need for solitude by Solarians was a little too strong. I can't see how we as social creatures, even if there were a small subset of us that were shipped out to another planet and it had generations to germinate its own society, I can't see how we would become so antisocial. Don't think people would be repulsed by physical presence of others or by sex. I just felt that that taboo was a little bit overdone, and I think our evolutionary makeup is perhaps more deeply rooted than Asimov would want to admit. What would I rate this book at? In summing up, I would give it 3 stars. I think it might be a classic in the future, and I think it definitely helps people see the beauty and the intricacies of the 3 laws that Asimov designed. They really are a good place to get a grounding in what the golden age of science fiction has given us. That's it for today. All of the podcasts can be found at sciencefictionafterlife.wordpress.com. And remember that no matter how long ago they were written, these stories will live on as long as we read them. Thanks for giving classic science fiction an afterlife.